ओम शांति। द सीरीज ऑफ बियॉन्ड क्वेश्चंस एपिसोड नंबर 11। क्वेश्चन नंबर 15। आई वांट टू नो अबाउट स्टेजेस ऑफ योगा। वन ऑफ द सरेंडर सिस्टर टोल्ड दैट देयर आर फोर स्टेजेस। फर्स्ट इज स्मृति स्टेज, सेकंड इज सिमरन स्टेज, थर्ड इज मनन स्टेज एंड फोर्थ इज मगन अवस्था। आई डोंट नो दीज इन डिटेल्स। कैन यू एक्सप्लेन, प्लीज एक्सप्लेन एंड हेल्प टू एक्सपीरियंस दोज स्टेजेस। सो समबडी हैज टोल्ड दिस ब्रदर अबाउट द फोर स्टेजेस ऑफ योगा। First is Smriti stage, second is Simiran stage, third is Manan and fourth is Magan. Actually, our Raj Yoga doesn't consist of these stages. As we teach in Raj Yoga, we have five stages in Raj Yoga. First is the relaxation stage, second we talk about concentration stage, third contemplation stage, fourth is realization stage and fifth is Raj Yoga meditation. We talk of these five stages. Actually, these are not the stages which I described just now, or which we usually describe, are these five stages. So these are different stages. Just like you have bodiless stage, you have Dehi Abhimani, Ashariri and Beech Roop, Seed stage. In this manner, these are the stages. These are not the steps, as you are talking about steps. Steps means those are five steps which are written. But actually, Baba has said in so many Murlis, there is no need of, these are the, for the initial beginners, these stages are there. Otherwise, you have to do it in 1 second. In 1 second. Recently, there was a Murli Baba has said about four things, four signs of the souls who are free from bondages, Bandhan Mukta. First stage, you can detach your, you feel detachment from body. Second, you get stabilized in your own self. Third, you, 1 second you are here, another second you are in subtle world. And third second you are in soul world. So these are the stages. And fourth, flying stage. So, as I said, first stage is the relaxation stage. Relaxation means you sit and you relax your body, your mind. That is first. Second, you try to concentrate. Now what I have to do? After a day's work, or you are starting this in the morning, so you try to concentrate your thoughts. Then try to churn, contemplate what I have to do in yoga. That is the stage of contemplation. And fourth is realization. Then you start feeling the soul. And then actually the real Raj Yoga starts. These are the initial four stages. Now one of the surrender sister told there are four stages. Now he is talking about the different stages. Smriti stage. Smriti stage is something, Smriti Swarup. You become embodiment of remembrance. You are continuously remembering him. This is a stage of continuous remembrance. And actually, all this stage is very much near to the final stage of completion. Final stage of completion, where you are continuously, unbroken, uninterrupted remembrance of one. That is the Smriti Swarup stage. Second is the Simiran. Simiran is a word from the path of devotion. And here it is not very much different from Smriti, but there are three words. One is Yad, another is Simiran and third is Smriti. There are three different words in Hindi. In English we use only one, remembrance. But there is a little nuances, some differences in the words. One is the Smriti. Smriti is little higher. Smriti is little higher form. Yad, we can remember anybody. Remember, Yad is simple remembrance. You can even remember things of the world. Some particular person, that is Yad. Here we are talking of remembering God, so that becomes spiritual remembrance, spiritual Yad. Smriti is something, it is remembrance plus something else. Remembrance plus a very powerful stage, a very concentrated stage, that is Smriti. And third is Simiran. Simiran is, you are moving around, you are walking around, and that is there, you are just like a devotee. Remembrance is his chosen deity. In the similar manner, you are remembering the one whom you love. Here, God, of course. So that is the stage of Simiran, where you are just churning, thinking, contemplating on that person, on the qualities of that person, about everything about that. Manan is a stage of churning. Manan is a stage of churning, where you are churning knowledge. Here, when you talk in terms of yoga, you are churning, what are the attainments I have from Father, what are the fortune I got from Him, what are the different different treasures I got from him. All those things constitute stage of manan. Last is magan. Magan is a very higher form. Magan is a stage where you are lost in divine ecstasy, where you are engrossed in the contemplation of the one. Magan is a stage, something very much near to samadhi. Savikalpa and nirvikalpa, two types of samadhis are described. It's a stage of bhava samadhi. You are so much filled with him, you are so much occupied with him, that all the thoughts of the world, all the mundane world is lost from your consciousness. Only the one divine, only the one beloved is persistently, interminably is in your intellect. You don't remember anything. You are so much rapt attention you are remembering him. It is the stage of those gopis who are lost in Krishna, who don't know what is happening in the world. They are filling their jars, earthenware jars, and water is overflowing and they don't know. They are applying kajal to their eyes, but they don't know where that kajal is going. They are doing their worldly household chores, but they don't know what is happening to them. They are so much in that stage of, that is the stage of Maganavastha, that has seen right from Copper Age till now all the greatest of the devotees. They had this stage of magan. Here Baba is saying, in the last 6 months or 1 year, Brahma Baba was absolutely in this stage, where he was totally lost in his own, in the remembrance of the divine. No contemplation of the worldly things, no desire to listen to the worldly things, no desire to hear worldly news, no desire to talk with anybody. That is actually a stage of silence, uninterrupted silence, a deep silence, where you feel closeness. You feel as if, just as oil is there and somebody is pouring, this is one, as if one line. There is no interruption there in that flow. So uninterrupted flow of remembrance is Maganavastha. There is no English word for that. It is like complete preoccupation of the mind, complete capture of the mind by one idea, one thought. That is Maganavastha. So all these stages can come. You can sometimes do manan. Manan is contemplation of jnana, what we have attained from him, what treasure, what attainments we had from him, contemplation. So that is manan. Simiran, you are little higher. Just as a devotee think of his Lord, so also you are thinking of him in different relationships. Smriti, by doing all these things, see, magan and smriti are near about same. In Maganavastha, you have become smriti swarup. Now you no more, even the use of words has dropped. Words have fallen down. There are no, it's a wordless silence. It's a world of silence. Where? It is just as in the subtle world they talk only the language of eyes, language of silence. So that eternal, that universal language, soul starts speaking. No words. It's the highest form of love, where soul becomes silent. That is Smriti Swarup. That is Maganavastha. And that will come through Manan and Simiran. Another question is, how to extract Swaman from Sakar Murli and Avyakta Murli? It's a simple question. Whatever Baba has said, you are this, you are that, you are that. You are the lamp of the world, means I am the lamp of the world, that becomes Swaman. That becomes your self-respect. Now, mere saying this will not help. Mere meaningless repetition will not going to help. We have to think deeply, contemplate on it, churn on it. Suppose, for example, one Swaman we take, I am an ancestor soul. So whenever you get one self-respect, now you have to go into the depth of it, expansion. Like, who said this? First question. Why he said this? Whom he said? To whom he said this? He said this to me. Why? What qualities I should have in order to become ancestor? If I am ancestor, then what are my duties? If I am ancestor, I cannot get disturbed by anybody. If I am ancestor, I remain higher. In higher stage of consciousness. If I am ancestor, I have to give divine sustenance to the whole, not only Brahmin, but to the whole family. That Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, that feeling of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam should be there with me. Nobody is a stranger to me. Nobody is alien. Everybody is mine. That feeling. And I have to fill every heart, every human being with divine love, with enthusiasm. I have to remind everybody. I have to rekindle the flame of divine love in every heart. I have to reignite that extinguished flame of God's love. That is my aim, if I am ancestor. So this is Soman, and then you go into the expansion of that. So how to extract Soman? Take any point. Baba has said you are great soul. There is no soul like you in this world. That itself become a Soman, that I am a great soul. If I am a great soul, all my thoughts, words and deeds should be great. If I am a great soul. So that is one. Another question is, how can we know that our study is over and now only practice yoga and do intense efforts? Are you fed up with study? First of all, study, Baba has said, till the time you have to stay alive, you have to keep on studying. Why you want that study should get over? And it is not like that study will get over, then you practice yoga. Yoga and study should go hand in hand. It's not like that this is different and that is different. Study itself should become a yoga. The study is rather the foundation, the basis of yoga. So, I don't know how to answer this question. How can we know that our study is over? First of all, why you want your study to get over? Another is, till the time you are alive, you have to keep on studying. And other thing is that when the study will get over, you will become perfect, complete, attain the highest stage of completion, okay? And now only practice yoga, and actually all these three things should be done together. It should go hand in glove with each other. You should study, at the same time you should do yoga, at the same time doing these two constitute intense efforts. So, to think like study will get over and then to do yoga, it will never happen. Baba has said that study will continue till end. And you have to keep on studying, you are a godly student. Never think that this study will get ever over. So continuously have that student-like attitude and start doing both things together, yoga as well as study. I think that